This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
All right, everybody, we're going to call Senate Health and Human Services together for our final meeting. Good morning, everyone. Good to see you, and welcome to anyone that might be listening online. Great time to silence your cell phones. We don't have any pages, and so we won't do any of those introductions today. Rena, let's call the roll.
Senators Greenfield.
Here.
Jensen. Killer. Klum.
Here.
Rush.
Here.
Tapio. Soholt.
Here.
Madam Chair, a quorum.
All right. Senators, we have before us the minutes of Wednesday, January 28th.
I would move approval.
Senator Greenfield has moved approval. Senator Klum has seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. All right. Thank you for carrying those minutes. All right. We are here to discuss any possible summer studies. And are there any others that anyone would like to bring forward at this time? All right, I have one that I would like to discuss and would appreciate input, senators. I'd love for it to come from the committee itself, but I can also recognize if the committee doesn't desire that. It's interesting that our topic, that just right now in the Argus Leader, there is an article about a South Dakota State student charged with making threats to shoot up a school in South Dakota. Someone has been arrested after threats to shoot up a school, a 19-year-old arrested on 28 counts of simple assault and a terrorist threat charge. And so, I mean, this is a very real issue within our nation. So one of the things, and I've tried to capture, I'm open for input, all right? So that's why I haven't completely put it on the form. I just wanted to talk about who I thought would be involved in this summer study and get your feedback. So I made a copy for everyone that talks about mental health and safety in K through 12. That is a nation with increasing violence in our schools, exploring the multifaceted nature of mental health and safety in our K through 12 system is warranted. However, while violence is now in the headlines, this is a much deeper issue. The mental health issues in our classrooms overall interfere with successful learning, diminish the learning environment for all students, and influence the overall health of the school. This is also an issue for the overall community, as school culture and health directly affects everyone. And really, at this time, there's no entity is clear on how to meaningfully change the trajectory. And I think we've seen that in, you know, here's a one single solution for what we're talking about that is much deeper. And people become frustrated by that because then there's posturing around one idea when really there's more that's at stake. This study would really be a deep dive understanding of the following in our K through 12 schools: the status of mental health, to include but not limited to adverse childhood experiences, ACEs, bullying, and suicide ideation. And so this would be about trying to understand, like, where are we at? Do we have assessment tools? Can we start to sort out what is just the landscape overall? What kind of data do we have? What exists? What don't we know? What assumptions are we making? The status of adverse behavior issues that lead to discipline, like, how could we understand that a little bit more? And then after that, adverse behavior issues, how is that managed? What is our access to counselors and mental health professionals, and along with meaningful interventions, do we have them? But then can they actually do something? Or, like, are the counselors just doing career counseling so they can't really help with mental health intervention with students, for example? The safety policies that restrict open access to schools, and then response policies to violence in our schools. And this study would assess the baseline of these topics, explore benchmark practices for the same in relationship to those topics, and then suggest any possible legislative statutory change, or even if it would be that we would need to understand it better by doing some kind of assessment before we would decide any kind of statute change. I think the departments, when you look at the interim study request form, the agencies that would be involved would be DOE, DOH, DSS, along with law enforcement within, you know, our communities. And we would be talking about, when you look at agent organizations, would be the school board administrators, the associated school boards, you know, the SDA. So those would all be people that would come to this summer study, and perhaps others, to, and mental health community, of course, community-based mental health. And so would welcome your feedback.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Do you have a page
here? Oh, all right. Well, why don't we just be at ease on this topic for a moment? Would you just come up to the microphone, introduce yourself, You just press it so you can see the green button is on. Tell us who you are, where you're from, and what your future plans are. You might need to get a little closer to the mic.
My name is Kyle Hussain. I'm from Yankton, and I'm a senior right now. And when I graduate, I'm planning on attending DSU for cybersecurity stuff.
Great. Well, thank you for being here and helping us out. This is a brand new page group, and they just come for the final week. And so we really, really appreciate you being here. Thanks for being at our committee. All right, back to the topic. Would be interested in some feedback from the senators. Senator Rush.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm kind of conflicted about this. I don't know that there's an answer to it, but I guess I don't think that's a good reason for us not to look and see about that. I think the violence we've seen across the nation indicates that there's just a lot of people who don't know the answer to this question, but maybe we'll come up with something, and I would favor this.
Thank you, Senator, and I really appreciate that feedback, because I've been thinking about this for quite a while, and that's why it's written more on the assessment side of things, of like really trying to understand this, because we don't know what might help. And are there some best practices that are providing different kinds of support for some of the mental health issues within our schools, and we don't know what they are? I think before we would do anything in funding, statute change, you know, we really would have to know, do we think this is something that could make a difference? You know, how do we time limit that? How do we study it? How do we look at outcomes versus just investing in something? So this is about understanding, where is South Dakota at in relationship to this? Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You've brought up a very good issue, and I guess I'm not 100% sure how a person necessarily confines it during the course of a summer study. When you first started talking, I thought you were going to just ask us to consider the mental health piece as it relates to concealed weapons permits and what have you, because that's been a big thing at the federal level. Anytime you hear of a situation as the one you've identified, they talk about mental health being a great concern. But I do think this is something that warrants a very deep dive, and that we would do well to consider putting this forward as a committee request, and hopefully the e-board, well, hopefully as we solicit feedback, people will agree that it's a big deal, and that the e-board then would feel compelled to take this up as a summer study issue. So thank you for bringing this, and I will certainly be supportive of whatever, you know, ultimately the language is that we choose to put forth, because, yeah, I think you're right on. I would also suggest, you've mentioned some local law enforcement probably shouldn't limit it to anybody, you know, in law enforcement. And I would even say maybe DOC would have some interest. So Department of Public Safety and Department of Corrections probably has a fair amount of expertise in this area too. So I don't know. It probably is something that darn near everybody has an interest in, you know, when it comes right down to it. But it's just a testament to the nature of the request that you've brought. This is a hugely important issue. So thank you.
Any further comments? Yes, Senator Keller.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And, you know, I concur with the last two speakers. And, you know, I agree that, you know, I appreciate how much it encompasses, you know, and I know you referenced ACEs in there, and more and more you begin to understand a lot of this stuff. And this topic came up at our Cracker Barrel this past week in Rapid City. So, and, you know, people were wondering, you know, what could be done, or how can this be looked at? And I did talk about your study and gave you credit, you know. And it's just important that, you know, we look at every side of this, you know, so that's all I'll say. Thank you.
Any further comment? Yes, Senator Rush.
I know I've already talked once already.
That's all right. We're here in the discussion.
You know, I don't want this to be a feeling that we're just looking at guns in the school, because I think this issue goes far beyond that. you know, just in my life experience from 1972 when I started prosecuting juvenile cases as a state's attorney up till 2011 when I retired from the bench and been hearing juvenile cases during many of those years, that the level of violence in the school, which and I didn't have any cases that involved guns, but the level of violence in the school, I'd seen a real sea change during that period of time. That I don't know what caused that, but it certainly was something that was observable. And so, you know, I really think this is a worthwhile issue. Whether we can come up with an answer or not, I'm not sure, but I think it's really a worthwhile issue.
Thank you, Senator. And you can see that, to your point, which I think is really valid, you know, I, in writing this, led with, this is the topic of today, is all of this violence and the cumulative use of guns within the schools. But the deeper issue is, like, how did we get there? And I think that there's a lot of conversation about what do you do if there's multiple discipline in the school, and then how might that be reported, and working with law enforcement and others for safety around the whole community. So you can see how specifically it really just gets to response policies to violence. I mean, that's really the end of it, and it's not leading with guns, but talking about the mental health overall affecting successful learning and the health of our schools overall, and where are we at? And what are we doing? And so it's really to say to the public, we're gonna take a look at this and try to understand the landscape of this in South Dakota and try to understand what are the trends and things that maybe we could wrap our arms around and perhaps propose some meaningful change. Okay, so thank you for the positive nature. I think what I'd like to do, because you just got this, and I don't know if we can do this. I'm going to ask my LRC person, because it's a summer study, and I know what happens with the e-board with summer studies, because sometimes they wrestle with the language a little bit more. What I'd like to do is have a motion to endorse this on behalf of the committee, give you a, and move through, as this is our last meeting, we say yes, but be open to, over the next 24 hours, if you would have some language change that you would want to make to this. And then I would formally put it on our interim study paperwork. We can do that, can't we, Emily?
I would move that we adopt this as a proposed interim study.
Okay. It has been moved by Senator Rush and seconded by Senator Greenfield that we would adopt this as a proposed summer study from the Senate Health and Human Services Committee. Any further discussion? Thank you very much, Senators. I think this will be worthwhile, and hope it's something that the entire legislature sees that maybe we should, as a response to the public, as a way to start trying to make sense of this, and as a way to think about really getting a handle on this before we would really struggle with something urgent, and then all of a sudden we have knee-jerk reactions about what are we going to do in the state of South Dakota. So I really appreciate your consideration. All right, we have before us a do-pass motion for this summer study. Rena, call the roll.
Senators Greenfield?
Aye.
Jensen, excused. Killer?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Tapio, excused. Soholt?
Aye.
Unanimous.
There's no consent. It doesn't have to go to consent. That's funny. Okay, and so by tomorrow at noon, if you would have some way you want this language changed, I would be very open to that, or something you feel is a gap, you know, that are reworking. And then I will write up the paperwork and include all the possible organizations, Department of Safety, DOC, you know, and plus others. So it'll be an open-ended, but, you know, because we'll have DOE, DSS, DOH, DOC, Department of Safety, perhaps the Center for the Prevention of Child Maltreatment, you know, because they're doing a lot of work in ACEs, and some formal, but there will be others that would be testifying before it. Okay, so before we adjourn, we need to thank Rena Ortbon and Emily Kerr for their amazing work as a part of helping us be successful as the Senate Health and Human Services Committee. And we have lovely cards signed by everybody, which your chair cannot find. They're all ready to go and tucked nicely somewhere. So I'm going to give you these, and the cards will follow. Thank you so much. This is on behalf of all of us. We just really appreciate your fine work. And just, you know, we have wonderful professionalism with Emily and her ability to help us with statutory language and changes that we need to make to the bill, and just really professional expertise that helps us be successful. And Rena is just amazingly efficient and organized and accurate. And so her work is just in any kind of, never once did I have to send anything back. If something had to go back, it was because of the error of the chair. And so we are just really lucky to have both of you be a part of our committee. Thank you so much. Let's give them a hand.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Personal privilege.
Go ahead, Senator.
I want to thank you for the opportunity to chair this committee a few times, because when you did that, you put Rena and I beside each other, and Rena was my page advisor way back then. So we have pictures together from me chairing the meeting that she was staffing, and it was fun memories. Thank you.
Oh, that is so great. Thanks for sharing that story. Is there anyone else that would like personal privilege?
Madam Chair.
Yes, Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I might have to bolt because I do have a bill up in state affairs at some point, but I've been rotting there for over an hour and they haven't called it. But I do want to thank our LRC staff. You guys are absolutely fantastic, and it can't be said enough. So I just want to echo the comments of the chair. And I want to recognize the pages and the interns who have helped us throughout this session. You guys are wonderful, and we'd muddle through, I guess, perhaps without you, but I'd like to say it's probably more accurate to say we couldn't do it without you. You guys are certainly important cogs in this machine. Madam Chair, you are one of the best chairs that I've ever served with and under. And I just want to acknowledge you and honor you as a tremendous asset to this process. So thank you for your very level-headed and even-keeled guidance of this committee and this process. You do a wonderful job managing a committee, and I want you to know that. So, and to the rest of the committee, I appreciate your efforts too. I would be remiss if I didn't say that. So as I mentioned the other day in Judiciary, I think that ultimately we've done some good work. A lot of times this committee meets with or bills that come before this committee meet with very widespread support, if not unanimous, and sometimes that's because of amendment process and whatnot. But again, just want to thank everybody for their participation in the capacity that they've helped out. So thank you.
Thank you, Senator Greenfield. Well, and for the opportunity to be the chair. Without the pro tem, I wouldn't have had this privilege. So it's just been an honor to serve with all of you. I think we've done great work within Health and Human Services this year, and I appreciate everybody's commitment to this committee and for being here and for the fine dialogue. And you know, I felt as colleagues we always conducted ourselves with the highest decorum and worked together for the good of South Dakota. So with that, our business is concluded for the 2018 legislative session. Thank you all very much, Senate. I would entertain a motion. Senator Klum, Senator Rush, thank you for your second. To adjourn, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Senate Health and Human Services is adjourned.